Hello, my loves, and welcome back to another podcast episode on Squeer Spirit Podcast with me, your host, Hannah. I always feel weird doing introductions where I'm like, me, your host, but I actually need to start saying who the hell I am, especially for people who maybe have just come across the podcast. And I just realize I'm like, hello, my loves, and I just get straight into the episode. So from now on, you're going to hear me saying, this is Squeer Spirit Podcast with Hannah. Okay, so I have a slightly different intro. And hopefully I don't forget to do that part. This week we have an extra special treat. I'm dropping 2 episodes. I never do that. I'm usually like a 1 episode a week kind of girly, especially for the podcast, because obviously I've got a lot of other things going on in my life. But you know what? It's 9:19 and I got a download from Spirit and I'm like, I need to record this right now, right this instant. So that's exactly what I'm doing. If I get a download from Spirit, I've learned to either note it down or take action on it straight away. And today we're taking action on it straight away. Topic of today's podcast is going to be there is no rush in life, because I've definitely noticed like a little theme at the moment going on with my clients. And I will say that's probably also where this has been inspired from. So thank you so much to my clients for inspiring me on this podcast. I'm so grateful for you guys. And yeah, I thought, you know what, let's talk about it. Let's talk about the fact that there is no rush in life, because I feel like, you know, we have this age concept, especially in your 20s. Like if you're in your 20s right now, please just know that your 20s are growing years. They are years where you do not have to have things figured out. That's my opinion on it. I truly do not think you have to have your life figured out. Your 20s are literally growing years, evolving years. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to realize what you do and don't like. I feel like the experience of your 20s is just like, you know, experiencing lots of different things and not applying pressure on yourself. So please just know that your 20s are not about getting your shit together. In my opinion, I really do not think they are. And you know what? If you're the kind of girl who like likes to get her shit together, that's amazing. I'm so happy for you. But just do not apply that kind of pressure on yourself, because I feel like that's the reason, you know, we start feeling really unaligned in our life, because we're like, I need to do this. And especially when we hit our Saturn return. Now, if you don't know what a Saturn return is, definitely go look it up. But for now, I'm going to give you like a little spiel on it. It's basically a bit of a shitstorm. It's where you kind of are like reevaluating your life and where you are in life. I know my Saturn return was in my 8th house, and it really did put me through it. I actually really went through my friendship group at that point, and I had a lot of realizations when it came to my friends and my friendship groups and what was aligning with me versus what wasn't. I went through a lot of career changes in my Saturn return. So like a lot of my Saturn return was based around the relationships in my life. So that goes like romantically. It went for like friendships. It went for like work things. Like there was so much going on in my Saturn return. And I remember like thinking, oh, my Saturn return's not that bad. But I didn't realize I hadn't hit like peak Saturn return point. I had not hit that. And when I did hit that, it hit me pretty brutally. But I actually feel like the Saturn return is such like a formal introduction to your 30s. And what I mean by that is it kind of shows you like, hey, let's get rid of this shit that isn't working, because your 30s, I don't want to say they're serious years either. I do not think that we need to take everything in life so seriously. I still think for me, I'm 31 now, and I'm still a baby. Like I'm still so young. In my head, I'm still 17 years old, still figuring out the world. And that's what I mean. Like, no one has their shit together at the end of the day. And you might think that you have your shit together at some point, and then you know what? 12 months from now, you're going to be reevaluating your life, and you're just going to be like, whoa, actually, what worked for me 12 months ago is no longer working for me anymore, because you're going to feel like it's not aligned with you anymore. And again, that's going to feel like a bit of a shitstorm. And that's a thing. We go through so many lives in our one lifetime as humans, which is crazy cool. Like, this is the thing. I've learned to look at that like it's a cool thing to experience. I feel like so many of us think, you know what, I've got to get my shit together. I've got to do XYZ. I've got to do it in this amount of time. Like, we structure these like kind of plans, right? These game plans. And I've never understood the concept of like, what's your 5-year plan? Because your life can change so much, even in the matter of like 6 months. I definitely think it's important to have like some slight direction. I know for me, if someone said to me like, what's your 5-year plan? I would say it's to feel more freedom, more sovereignty, and to feel more happiness and connection. It's not for me about like, you know, I'm going to buy a house. I'm going to do this. I'm going to travel. Those goals are amazing to have. I definitely suggest not having them as like the ultimate goals, and rather leaning into like the energy of what you would want to feel. Cause I know for me personally, I want to feel more sovereignty and more freedom in my life around like all the things in my life, because I want flexibility at the end of the day, because for me that feels great. But to other people, they might crave, you know, more stability, stability or whatnot, because maybe you've had the last few years of like not having that security and stability. So the next 5 years ahead for you might feel like you want them to be more secure and stable. And that's an amazing goal to want to have. But that's what I mean, like focus on the energy rather than the actual goal itself, because you might have all the intentions that you do right now, but like in a few years time, even a year's time, those intentions are probably going to change because you're an ever evolving human. That's the thing, is we just put so much pressure on ourselves to just stay the same, and we don't want to stay the same in our lives. And that's why I'm saying, like, let's not put pressure on ourselves to get through life quickly. Like, why do we do that? Why do we apply so much pressure to ourselves to have all our ducks in a row? For what? You're going to reach that end goal and you're going to be like, oh, and that's what I mean. Like, let's not rush through life. Let's enjoy where we are in the moment, because you're going to reflect on that at one point in your life and go, wow, that was actually such a pivotal, cool part of my life. And I was trying to rush through that process. And this is even me calling myself out, because I can even do that sometimes. I think, you know, our brain is always trying to find the next big thing, because that's what our brain is meant to do, right? It kind of searches for that like dopamine and that serotonin. And we all want to like, you know, validate things for ourselves by ticking off a goal list. But look, ticking off a goal list is an amazing thing to do, but it's not the be all end all goal. The most fun that you're going to have in your life is the destination between A and B. It's that middle part. That's where the fun is. I'm not even kidding you. The fun is in the middle part of the journey, because you're going to reflect and go, wow, I learned so much when I was going from A to B. I learned so much in that middle part, and I just didn't even realize it in that moment. And this has happened to me before. So I'm talking literally from personal experience right now. That's why I'm saying, and I say this all the time, reflection is so important, because that is where you're going to learn so much about yourself. And we're here on earth, you know, spirit in a human body. We're all spirit at the end of the day, right? Because when we pass over, we're just going back home. And that's how I look at it. Right now, our home is us in a human flesh, this human like little form that we have, right? And we have it for such a short amount of time that we don't even realize that it's a short amount of time. Every single day I wake up and I'm alive, I think, wow, I am so freaking lucky. I get to literally breathe another day. I get to experience another day, even on like the shit sad days that I have. And trust me, I do be having those too. We all have them. And we need to experience vastness in our life to appreciate those happy, joyful, exciting moments, right? We need to experience some days that don't feel that way. And even though they're horrible to be in, I definitely feel like you can, again, learn so much from those experiences, because when you sit in those experiences, you're really learning to understand the gravity of the fact that, wow, what a beautiful thing that I get to cry. What a beautiful thing that I get to experience such vastness of emotions. And that's also something I remind myself when I'm having like a little bit of a menti B day. How lucky am I that I literally get to be sad right now? Also, how lucky am I to get to be happy? Like, how lucky am I that I get to experience all of those emotions? And I know that when you're in sadness and despair and feeling lost and all that, it doesn't feel like that in the moment. And I can fully attest and admit to that. When I'm feeling sad, I don't like to feel that way. I'm like, I don't want to feel this way. When I'm also sad, I have to sit in that energy and be like, I actually do have time to be sad. And sadness is a very important part of my life as well. So that's what I'm talking about when I'm saying this episode today. There's no rush in life. I mean it in the great vastness of things. There's no rush because age, you know, what is age at the end of the day? It is a number, and the number is there for a reason, right? The number is there, I guess, as an accomplishment to know that we've reached a certain milestone, and, you know, various other reasons when it comes to age, like around consent and all that sort of stuff. Like, age is a very important thing. I want to preface that. Age is very important. Here's the thing. Age should not be important when it comes to goals and goal setting, and you shouldn't let that number fool you into thinking that you're actually behind in life. Because when you're rushing through life and trying to make things work in a certain time frame, you're just not going to enjoy where you are in those moments. And you're going to reflect at some point in the future and really regret that you tried to rush through things instead of trying to enjoy the process while it's all unfolding and happening. Because at the end of the day, what are you actually behind in? Like, what are you truly behind in? Because I've seen so many people talk about the fact that they did not get married until much later in life. They did not find, you know, quote unquote, the person that they knew that they were supposed to be with until much later on in life. And I feel like we settle so much before that. And that's the thing, right? When we rush through life, we often settle for things because we're so scared that we're not doing it in the time frame that we're supposed to be doing it, so we settle for second best. And you should never, ever, ever do that. You should always wait, because the thing is, there's no rush. And I know I keep saying that, but that's the whole point of this podcast, is to show you guys that there is no rush in life at the end of the day. We don't want to settle for things in our life. We want the best for ourselves. And when you try to rush through things in life, that's probably what you're going to end up doing. You're going to end up settling for second best. And life is too short. You do not want to pass over. And this is what happens, right? When I do a lot of mediumship reading, a lot of the time, well, not a lot of the time, that's probably an exaggeration, but at least 50% of the time, spirit will come through and say, my biggest regret in life is that I didn't live my life in accordance to what felt good for me. I lived my life for the opinions of other people. I lived my life for others instead of living for myself. And that is the greatest lesson I've ever learned from literally reading for other people's families and, you know, bringing your loved ones through, is your spirit team, your loved ones have come through and taught me so many things. And I think that's the most beautiful thing for me about mediumship. Everyone says, what's so great about mediumship? The best thing about mediumship for me has been and it's so touching. Like, I literally could like tear up even saying this out loud. It's the beauty of the fact that I have learned things from your loved ones. They have taught me so much about living my life for myself. And that's why when people say, you know, where do you get all these ideas from? Where do you get this information from? Like, how do you have the mindset that you have? And honest to God, I have the mindset that I have because when you work with spirit, it is life-changing. I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful for the things I have learned from the other side, because time and time and time again, they have said, live for yourself. Do not live in accordance to other people, because the right things and the right people who are for you will join you in seasons of your life. And it's okay that there is going to be some people who don't. That's so okay. That's fine, right? They're just not in the same energy field as you in that moment. There's nothing wrong with that. We all go through different seasons of our life. You shouldn't make your season depend on what other people have their seasons as. Live your life in accordance for yourself, because when you rush through life, you're not actually hitting the goals any faster. You're just trying to make it work. It's like putting, what's that saying? Where you put like a, is it a square or is it like a round? I can't think of the saying. I'm sure you guys know what I'm talking about. I'm probably going to screw this saying up, but I'm just going to like give the analogy anyway. So don't come for me if I've said this wrong. So it's like fitting a square in a round hole. Like, think of those shapes. Think of trying to put a square in a round hole. Like, think of that. It doesn't fit, right? You're trying to force it in and it's like, this isn't working. That's what it's like when you rush through life. You will end up settling for second best, because you'll be like, well, I really want this square, but the circle's there and the square's not fitting in the circle. So what I may as well do is chuck the square out and just settle for the circle, because it's going to fit, right? It might fit for now, but you wanted the square the whole time. You didn't want the circle. I hope that analogy makes sense. In my head right now, that analogy is making sense, but it is currently 10 o'clock. So I don't know if it does or not, but you know what? This is my spiel of consciousness right now. I'm just letting it flow through me. That's how I do on my podcast episodes. I let consciousness wave through me. You know, who it resonates with, it resonates with. And who it doesn't, it doesn't. And that's okay with me. I'm not going to be for everyone. And neither are you. So don't rush through life. This is the thing too. This is what I'd love to know. Who put age as goals? Who said, when you hit 30, you have to be married, you have to own a house? Who said that? You? No? Then why are you following that? And even then, even if your brain is telling you to think that way, question where the thoughts even came from. Whenever I feel like I'm having thoughts about things that feel kind of anxiety-ridden, you know, stressful, you know, the stuff that you don't want to feel, I always think to myself, who gave me these thoughts? Or where did these thoughts come from? Are these my thoughts? Are these my feelings? Is this my intuition? Is it the opinions of others that I'm taking on right now? Is it society's opinions that I'm taking on right now? I can assure you right now, opinions you have on age and goals, all that sort of stuff, when you're trying to rush through life, I'm telling you right now, that's not you talking. It's not you talking. And that's my job right now. My job in this podcast episode is to simply remind you that there is no rush in life. Enjoy every single thing, because we are yet to live the best years of our life. And this is something I always remind myself, the best years of my life are still to come. I've probably lived some already for sure, but I have still so many more to live. And how freaking cool is that? That I have some of the best days of my life and I haven't even lived them yet, right? There's so many new people to meet, so many new places to see and witness, and there's so many experiences to explore, and there's no rush in doing any of that because everything in good timing. And when it comes, it will be so worth the wait. Remind yourself of that when you feel that way. You know what? I'm feeling this way. I'm acknowledging that. It's okay to feel sad that something hasn't happened yet. But then I sit back and I go, you know what? It will be so worth the wait. And it always is. It's always so worth the wait, guys. Don't settle for second best because of a timeline. Because I'm telling you right now, timelines don't exist. They only exist as humans. It's a human concept. And even then, it's not really. Time is created so that we can have more structure, but it gives us structure. It shouldn't give us panic or stress. It shouldn't do that. That's not why time was invented. So chuck time out the window. Allow yourself to experience life as you need to experience it. Tell yourself it's going to be worth the freaking wait and that you've got all the time in the world. And I'm going to leave you with that today. 2024, you guys are going to get a whole heap more of random thoughts of consciousness, self-development, spirituality, you know, all the things I freaking love. I love talking about this stuff and I love talking about it with you. And I'm going to leave you with that. Love you, love you, love you. And I'll chat with you soon.